Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Tyler with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a storm off North Queensland is driving showers, rain and thunderstorms onto already soaked coastal areas in the coming days, according to the Australian Bureau of Meteorology. Rain totals from 50 to 150 millimetres have been recorded in the past 24 hours between Mackay and north of Cairns, with the heaviest falls around the Daintree rainforest. Queensland State Disaster Coordinator Shane Chelpy said emergency services were bracing for the next 24 hours with more heavy rain to come.
Researchers in Queensland are trialling a new combination of drugs which will hopefully assist in the immune system detecting dormant cancer cells in breast cancer. The findings found that combining immunotherapy with an existing drug called Paxilisib, the immune system can easily detect dormant cancer cells upon being rewired. Queensland Institute of Medical Research Professor Sudha Rao claims the new combination provides hope for patients diagnosed with metastatic triple-negative breast cancer.
Renewable energy resources accounted for almost half of the electricity used in eastern Australia from October to December. The Australian Market Operator's AEMO latest report showed solar power reached new output records in the late spring and early summer. AEMO said it was the first time that coal-fired energy didn't supply the majority of electricity to the southern and eastern regions.
The Western Australian government is under federal investigation over conservation areas within the Kimberley-Ords Valley. The investigation is over alleged non-compliance in buffer zones designed to conserve endangered Gouldian finch populations. The Federal Department of Climate Change, Energy, the Environment and Water is yet to hand down the findings of the investigation.
In international news, President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa has accused the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group of killing South African peacekeepers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 13 South African soldiers have been killed in the fighting against the rebel group last week as the rebels made an advance towards the major trading hub of Goma. These soldiers were deployed in December 2023 in a peacekeeping effort, yet their murders result in a warning that further attacks on the troops would deem a declaration of war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ.